Satan. Now, when did he fall?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. Well, Ken, you've got an intriguing question today. Does the Bible give us any hint about when Satan may have rebelled?
Well, the Bible is really all about man and his relationship with his Creator. For that reason, the Bible doesn't give us a lot of details about the angelic realm, and it doesn't explicitly tell us when Satan rebelled. Now, some Christians, in their effort to add millions of years to the Bible, believe what is called the gap theory. They propose a gap of millions of years between the first two verses of Genesis, and in this gap, they say, well, that's where Satan rebelled. But you know, the Bible tells us that everything God created, and this includes all principalities and all powers, everything was very good. Thus, there could be no rebellion, no sin, no death when God finished the creation week. This means that Satan, or any of the angels for that matter, couldn't have rebelled before this time. Now, because God blessed the seventh day of the creation week and sanctified it, it makes biblical sense to put the fall of Satan after the creation week. This is just another reason why compromise positions like the gap theory don't fit with Scripture.
This question of the length of the creation days remains a controversial one in Christian circles. Well, Ken Ham is not one to shy away from controversy, and he explores this topic in a free booklet available on our website, AnswersRadio.com.